MGTOW Man, welcome back. So, one ceiling, what does it mean to have a ceiling? I think that to live a full life, you always have to think that, or most of the time, that you don't have a ceiling. You can always go higher, and that you can always improve, and that you can always better yourself. So, does that mean that you're trying to be perfect? In a sense, I think that perfection is not what you expect, but it's what you pursue. You never expect that, but you always pursue it. I say never be complete. I say not stop being perfect. I say let's evolve. Let the chips fall where they may. So obviously that's from Fight Club. And evolution and improvement, change, those things are perfect in a person's life because you can't really be perfect in any sense. You can only be a mirror of it, a reflection of it. So let's always think that our ceiling is higher and higher and that we can always become something new. That's what it means to me. My biggest fear is to not know what to do with my time, which is essentially the same as feeling like all ceilings have been reached. So are you unsettled is the question. If you have no peace, does that mean you have no ceiling because you're always wanting more? So I think that there's a yin and yang that's ultimately desirable in this, and it's between the existence of not wanting more and only wanting more from yourself. So that creates internal peace and the letting go of the world around you. But also the striving to keep your mind sharp and to do that which truly brings you an advantage, taking advantage of freedom too, that element of MGTOW. So how do you get there? And that's more difficult to answer, varying from person to person, and definitely varying from myself to all of you guys listening. So I'll go ahead and read the email that kind of prompted this. So a few years ago, I had a friend who once considered me a brother. Even though we had a great times, he always became very demanding and at times treated me however he wanted, questioning not only his value in our friendship, but also me as an individual. When I approached him about it, he would deny it with the usual, "I'm only kidding," shtick. Yeah, I know the plausible deniability gig. And after several times of off and on moments, we tried to keep things together after having a serious conversation about how he has been around the time of my father's death. Even after the fact, things slowly began to wither away like a candlelight. He mentioned to me that all my friends were finding or have found their inner peace, including himself, but then he said to me that I'll never find peace. So I don't know if he's aware of your MGTOW ideas or lifestyle or philosophy, but I would be curious to see if that influenced why he said that. So this reminded me of when the Oracle told Neo that he was not the one. Years pass, and all my friends who have used to be close and embark on many weekends of great and memorable times, they've all distanced themselves, most of which have relationships, married, have children and families to nurture, or even being in the 9-to-5 paradigm. I begin to wonder, they have reached a ceiling in life. My former friend is married since 03, with three kids already heading to middle school. It's hard to believe. Then there was me, who's never been married, never been divorced, no kids, or have any intention to, with no female relationship currently. Mainly for the latter, being women have no interest in me whatsoever, not to toot my own horn. I'm fairly handsome, who takes care of myself and am good looking, build myself up in the society. My question is, since I have no peace, does this equate to me having no ceiling? For people who have gone MGTOW or recently discovering it, this may provide us an idea of anyone looking for one's inner peace. With me on the verge of finishing up college, I'm now interested in what I truly want to do going forward. I hope you can provide an answer from me and your thoughts on this idea. Hope you're enjoying your trip. So thank you. And what I think of right here is when I read this is this kind of, once again, the freedom from and the freedom to. It's kind of the internal struggle in between those bridges. So you're right in the middle of freedom from, and you're embarking to freedom too. It's also what I've referred to as kind of the red pill haze or the red pill malaise. Not all men experience what is connoted as the red pill rage. It's not really a visceral response to anything. It's merely, what can I do? And what can I do now? And also, can I find inner peace? Seeing that you're almost, in a sense, an entrepreneur with your life. That is what a MGTOW man is. So what is peace? Before I go in and answer your question the best I can, is peace achieved by going MGTOW? Well, not entirely. I would say that it can be a byproduct, but for many, it's not the goal. For many, the reluctant group of MGTOW men that there are, they want to go their own way because they're just fed up and they don't really have any more patience or time for the life that they have had to live. So in a way, they're buying peace through MGTOW, but I think that peace is attained in another way. I think it's attained in one's heart. The environment fosters it. But just being in a relaxing environment and having peace is not true peace in my eyes. I think that anyone can have peace around their comforts. They can have peace around their pleasure, around allies. But not everyone can have peace when your environment includes uncertainty, enemies, and threats. What is it to love one's friend? Nothing. But to love one's enemy, that's much more. And I kind of compare it to my situation right now. I've been overseas for about a week now. And I believe that creating comfort in an environment that you're not aware of is what true peace is actually. If you have peace, then you can be able to do that. So I think that the measure of peace is the ability to be still in stress. So peace is the ability to not move, to want, to be frantic. You're not uneasy. This is the individual level of peace, but the overall level and view of peace is like Pax Romana, false world peace, something that people see as an ideal, but something that they can never attain. So let's face it, that won't be maintained or achieved. And like Kingy said, we're not in the business of building utopia. A MGTOW man is not charged with that responsibility. Therefore, as MGTOW, we're hoping to build peace from within, the peace that we can manage. There is fear that destroys peace, and there is wanting that destroys peace. So going back to your question, because I feel like I have no ceiling, does that mean that you have no peace as a MGTOW man? So ultimately, MGTOW allows you to only care about your ceiling. That's really all that you have to think about. And helping potentially break the ceilings of others that are deserving of it occasionally. So I think that you're asking this question because in how I view it, MGTOW allows you to always be thinking about what you're going to do to build yourself up and to build your life and maybe the lives of others in some way. MGTOW is always been viewed in my eyes like a mini renaissance. The reason that so much was accomplished in terms of discovery, in terms of innovation, in terms of education and information during the renaissance is because that there was more time. It was afforded because of innovation, new information outlets, and just the overall increase in time that people had. Thus, they could come back from a day's work, not have to rest 12 hours just to repair for the next day's work. Instead, they could go to their study. They could work on a different craft, not just to survive, but to build and build society. But a MGTOW man is doing that with his personal life now. So all in all, what this does is it allows you to focus on advancing. It allows you to focus on building. It allows you to focus on booming. That is the case for the MGTOW man. He's got more time and hopefully more resources now. And when that happens, you can build a cathedral. You can build a castle. You can build something new. And I'm speaking metaphorically here, right here, but it presents a good problem. What is that problem? It's the problem of what am I going to do? And which is what I always connote and connect to the freedom to life. So subsequently, this opportunity to do more, to expand, it's gonna produce some uneasiness. It absolutely will. And I keep going back to this over and over in my videos. So you're going to constantly be focused on going to the gym and breaking your previous ceiling and adding another floor to your life, adding another level. New levels are always coming. I'm on a new level. And in a sense, if this is possible, then you will always have some peace eroding wantingness if you think about it this way. So the guy that you compare yourself to has different ceilings. And he has ceilings that are largely always the same each day, though. So he's just focused on those. And one of the reasons that I like MGTOW so much is that it produces this unpredictability. Your ceilings, they're not the same. Your ceiling hasn't been capped. You're not on the same floor your whole life. Okay, it's not linear. You can do anything at any point, destroy expected ceilings and pass for your life, something out of the blue. And the married man has to put a period on many, many things. And while there are some things that he can still try to do and break the ceiling in, they are far smaller. That's a far smaller group. You're going to be digging into your brain each day thinking about what is that new ceiling that I'm going to break. And subsequently, if we're thinking about career and family and so forth, you're never going to feel like you're going to stand at the shore and say, finally, like the thumbnail is. You might never. Personally, I don't even want to say finally with anything. I always want to see where the chips fall, where they may. I let them fall, and I always want to see and say that the consequences of where those chips fall in MGTOW, they carry far less risk. I always come back to this. You can have peace in that. That's the thing that you can have peace in, that your friends, that the guy that brought this up, he really can't. He's not going to have peace in the same way that you can. And this is because your consequences, they're not going to carry as much risk. You can take far more risk and expect far less consequence when you go MGTOW. And that's the beautiful dichotomy. It's a pretty dichotomy. So if you have anything to add to this conversation, this rambling, feel free to hit me up as this guy did. Thank you again for your email. You can hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or at sunrisehoodie on Twitter. You guys have a good night. Thanks for listening once again. Hoodie's up. Hoodie is out.